Interior Health has lifted the cautionary advisory about a potential algae bloom in Williamson Lake. In an email last Thursday, Interior Health spokesperson Susan Duncan said the water is clear, there is no sign of algae bloom. Tests from July 15th showed that algal toxins were not present in the water, Duncan said in an email on July 19th. Algae is naturally present in streams and waterways. Blooms are also normal and natural. They occur when algae is fed by nutrients. These could come in the form of sediment or soil in the water from the high snowpack this year. This is according to Hamish Kassa, the Environmental Services Coordinator with the Columbia Shuswap Regional District in Salmon Arm. Kassa said blooms can also indicate the presence of nitrogen or phosphorus from fertilizer runoff in the water or sewage. But Kassa said the source would have to be meters away from the water. He said the groundwater and tributaries to Williamson Lake could be monitored to try and figure out the source of the algal bloom if toxins are found to be present. The city of Revelstoke could make a request to the BC Ministry of Environment to monitor the water. Kassa said the BC Lake Stewardship Society could also do the monitoring. An interest group would have to request that. The original cautionary advisory about a potential algae bloom was posted on July 8th on the city's webpage and by Interior Health. Neither the city or Interior Health would do an interview about how the lake water is monitored or about how it will be monitored after this occurrence. Susan Duncan from Interior Health said in an email that the cautionary advisory was issued based on photos and information forwarded from the Department of Environment. In other news, if you're stuck in a hot apartment and can't get to a lake or river, a clean lake or river, the Revelstoke Community and Aquatic Center will be open during daylight hours as a refuge from the heat. The city of Revelstoke posted on its website that extreme heat is defined as 35 degrees Celsius or hotter for 2 days in a row and hotter than 18 degrees at night. The Environment Canada forecast for this week shows temperatures in Revelstoke hovering around 35 degrees, but it's been hotter out than forecasted.